Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
There's no shortage of what to see, hear, and do at any time in Nevada. Here to filter out a few of the best options is KNPR's Mike Privat, who oversees the arts and culture beat for Nevada Public Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Paul.
Last week, we talked about multiple opera events happening in Southern Nevada, some of them still happening this month. In fact, this week, we've got something different to choose from involving jazz?
We do. I want to start with a free concert called Jazz Underneath the Stars, and that's happening at Centennial Hills Amphitheater on May 8th. Now, we love an outdoor late spring evening concert, and we especially love it when it involves local jazz musicians. And the players on stage will be the Jazz Vegas Orchestra. That's an 18-member big band that's affiliated with the Jazz Outreach Initiative.
With a name like that, sounds like it's on a mission.
Because it is. It's a local nonprofit that's funded by Vegas-born Kenny Rampton. He is a trumpeter for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in New York. And the mission of the JOI is to bring more jazz to Las Vegas and beyond. And so they play regular and one-off gigs in town, among other things. And Jazz Underneath the Stars, which, by the way, is co-presented by the City of Las Vegas, will also feature local vocalist Naomi Mauro. So this will not be a purely instrumental concert, you know, for those of you who do like vocal jazz.
And if you can't make that Friday show, looks like there's a Saturday one along the same lines?
Yeah, another free outdoor jazz concert that I think some of the audience has heard of and maybe attended before. And that event is called Jazz in the Park, and it's now in its 36th year. It's also at an amphitheater. This is the one at the Government Center for Clark County, which presents this series every year. And that's happening every Saturday, starting this Saturday, May 9th, and ending June 6th. This Saturday will feature saxophonist Michael Phillips. When I say this man has a history, he has toured and recorded with Prince, Stevie Wonder, and Michael Jackson.
That's a pretty good brag sheet. Does anyone else on the lineup match that resume?
Maybe not with that level of superstar collaboration, but I can tell you that among the series headliners, I would most want to see Marcus Miller. Now, he's performing next week on May 16th, and he's got his own hat trick of legends he's played with, namely Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, and Wayne Shorter. Now, a final note, you want to get there at 5 p.m. That's the start time. I think the doors open at 4. You want to catch the Las Vegas Academy Jazz Program musicians who open each show. And you can congratulate them as well, because according to their website, they're the recipients of 3 2026 Downbeat Student Music Awards, which means they have now won 29 of those awards to date.
Add the 53 that UNLV has won, and Southern Nevada is churning out some serious talent.
Indeed. Now, here's a bonus. If you can't make either of those, or maybe you don't want to listen to a concert outside, esteemed jazz vocalist Stacey Kent is playing Myron's at the Smith Center on May 8th. And Los Angeles' Jeff Hamilton Trio holds court May 7th through May 9th at Vic's, which is just within walking distance of Myron's at Symphony Park. So yeah, you've got a lot of jazz options this weekend.
You've got Thursday through Saturday covered, but you know what Sunday is, right?
I do. It is Mother's Day, which is a tough day to plan for.
Isn't it considered one of the worst dining out days of the year?
Yes, you clearly know folks in the restaurant and service industry. So let's help them out and forego the usual brunch recommendations.
You know, a tea service can be nice.
You know, I have done that with my own mom in the past, and it's great, but like brunch, it's very crowded. The wait staff's very taxed, and there's not like a ton of options for it. But Paul, you may be onto something here. What about taking in a hands-on tea workshop with mom? Honey Vintage and Bath, that's over at the Wholesome Design Center, is hosting a Mother's Day tea blending workshop. That's at 2 p.m. on the big day, May 10th. An herbalist will walk participants through creating their own custom tea blend with organic and garden-grown herbs. And they're going to learn about flavor profiles and the medicinal value of the herbs they're working with. And as a bonus, Honey Vintage will provide snacks and beverages too. If you like that, you can book it at their website, and we'll have a link at knpr.org.
I know some moms that will appreciate that over waiting an hour for lunch. Mike, that's all the time we have for this week. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.